Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, May 19. In Squiz Kids today, Kiwi Jacinda takes flight. Orangutan climbing school. Michael Jordan's record-breaking shoes. And Lego Masters crowned. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
She has admirers in lots of parts of the world, and now it seems New Zealanders agree. In fact, New Zealand's PM Jacinda Ardern is the most popular leader that Kiwis have had for 100 years. Despite being forced into a severe lockdown, New Zealanders are seemingly impressed with the decisiveness of their leader, rewarding her with a 20-point jump in the preferred Prime Minister stakes yesterday. And with an election in New Zealand looming in September, that means victory for Jacinda would seem to be very much on the cards. A rock climber in New South Wales's Blue Mountains is counting his lucky stars today after spending a freezing night clinging to a small ledge with a fractured wrist and ankles after falling halfway down a 200-metre drop. The 57-year-old experienced climber slipped while climbing with friends at the popular spot. An ambulance helicopter reached him at dusk on Sunday night but had to call off the rescue because it was getting dark. So ambulance officers stayed with the man on the ledge of the cliff face for the whole night, before helping to winch him to safety yesterday morning. According to police, he's okay now and in hospital. "It was a bit rough," said the man's climbing buddy, in what is perhaps the understatement of the year.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Borneo, in Indonesia, where teams of carers at an orangutan orphanage have been trained in abseiling and extreme rope climbing to help the baby orangutans learn how to swing through the treetops. The orphaned orangutans, who have lost their mums when their habitat is destroyed or poachers have sadly killed them, become so attached to their carers that they are reluctant to leave their side. And until now, that has meant staying close to the ground. To get their furry friends up into the jungle canopy, where they belong, the carers called in a rope climbing expert to teach them how to shimmy up the trees. And the orangutans happily followed. There's a link in today's episode notes to a seriously cute video.
Sport time!
How much would you pay for a pair of new trainers? Okay then, how much would you pay for a pair of old trainers? Or what about ones that had been worn by someone else, and that same someone had scribbled on them in Texter, and each shoe is a different size? Does $860,000 sound about right? Well, that's what someone has paid for a pair of used basketball shoes. Okay, so they once belonged to Michael Jordan, the former Chicago Bulls player who was widely considered one of the greatest basketballers of all time. A pair of Jordan's autographed, game-worn Nike Air Jordan 1s sold at auction in New York on Sunday. 10 bidders competed to get their hands on the shoes, with the auction coinciding with the final episode of the Netflix series about the Slam Dunkin' legend. That's what we call clever marketing. So, next time your parents complain about forking out for a new pair of trainers, tell them they're a steal compared to MJ's shoes.
Pop Culture Corner.
They came, they saw, they Legoed. And Legoed and Legoed. Tens of thousands of pieces of Lego every episode, in fact. And last night, Western Australia's Jackson and Alex were crowned winners of this year's Lego Masters. The best friends who've known each other since high school wowed the Brick Man and a studio audience of kids with their gothic mansion and mega minifig monster, narrowly beating favourites from Brizzy, Damien and Andrew, whose Colosseum and battling giant samurai robots just edged out Adelaide duo Trent and Josh's enormous pirate ship build to round out what was a truly brick-tastic finale.
time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is the name of New Zealand's Prime Minister? That's right, it's Jacinda Ardern. Question number two. Name the primates being taught to climb by abseiling carers in Borneo. Yeah, that's right, they're orangutans. Question number three. What's the name of the Chicago Bulls basketballer whose shoes just sold for $860,000? You got it. It's Michael Jordan.
Yeah! Shout outs.
Today's birthday shout-outs go to Zara from Listerfield, Olivia from Double Bay, Ruby from Merriweather Beach, Caitlin from Melbourne, Joel from Yellow Rock, Lara from Berwick, Kaylin from Oran Park, Mac from Middle Park, Sarah from Abbotsford, Ruby from Cooks Hill, Issy from Lane Cove, Sophia from Hendra, Micah from Barden, Hosey from Melbourne, Charlize from Brisbane, Dylan from Kiama Downs, Tayenika from Bungendore, and Vector from New South Wales. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Charlie from Erskineville, Lily from Camp Hill, Lucas from Taree, Banjo from Clifton Hill, and Nate and Riley from Inverell. Happy birthday, one and all. And today's classroom shout-outs go to Class 2-3 Gold at Crown Street Public School, Class 3-4 at Tacoma Public School, Mrs. Cummings and 5 Garrell at Mullion School, and Miss Robertson and Class 5-6 at Hume Public School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.